brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another suds segment where we feel good beer is best when paired with bad accents and long belches.
Sorry. That was mostly
sorry, great. I cannot burp on command.
That was
oh my gosh.
That was a weak showing, boys. That was a weak showing.
I'm impressed though.
Whoa, there you go.
Thank you.
That's the one I was working on.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's been simmering for a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I am good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Hello. I am so happy to be here in the new year. This is great.
Yes, it is. It is. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello.
How are you, sweet newlywed?
I know. I just tore myself away just for a few minutes to be with some good friends, but it is just a blessed year already.
Yay.
Nothing like a boy in love.
I know, right?
You got it.
Even if he's 78.
Stop it.
I'm 78 going on 16.
Nice. Good old boy Drew. Hello.
Pardon me while I get some bleach. No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
Hello.
Good old boy Dave.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear. And when I do, it's usually something unusual.
That he wears underwear.
Oh my gosh. What is that from?
That's Bill Murray. Familiar.
Stripes.
Oh, man.
Great. Now we got to pay Kendall. Thanks.
Well, good old gal June and I were talking about that movie just last week. It was on TV.
It's one of the best.
It's such a good
ever.
One.
Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Would never be made today.
Nope.
Probably not.
Like many movies from there.
Yeah.
I just remember the spatula scene.
Yes.
Ooh. Mm. Yes.
Well, don't Google that.
Okay. Keep cold. Drink fresh.
Amen.
I mean, really, that's our motto, or one of our mottos. As beer drinkers, we see those words almost everywhere we look these days, and we're happy to see that. Mm-hmm. And for many styles, that's pretty sound advice. Brewers want their IPAs, pale ales, and other hoppy beers tasted at their freshest. Hops are volatile.
Like women.
Sometimes.
I mean, not you.
Like organic compounds?
Yes, like organic compounds.
Women are organic compounds.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
And those flavors and aromas can fade pretty quickly. Mm. Yeah, right? But how quickly? That is the question. And does keeping beer cold really help? Or is it better in a can or in a bottle?
Better in my belly.
Nice cans.
Well, today is a special day because we're going to find out beyond a shadow of a doubt.
No shadows.
Maybe 5 o'clock shadows. But anyways. Or well, at least we're going to drink some beer. I mean, and that's always cool, right? So, good old boy Dave, this is your little science experiment. So, tell us what you've done.
So, I have poisoned one of the samples you all just drank.
I knew
it. Now, we will find out which of you got the poison sample.
Curse your inevitable revenge.
So, but what if we've already built up an immunity to the sample?
How do you know what poison it is, though?
Yeah, maybe we built them.
I dosed myself with anti-venom.
I'm sorry, every poison. Day. I'm trying to do a Princess Bride thing here, but it's just not working.
Right. Inconceivable.
What?
Yeah, inconceivable. That was the word. He's like, I don't think you know the meaning of that word. Okay, sorry. We're not going to reenact Princess Bride. All right, so
that's another show.
About a year ago, I bought a couple bottles and a couple cans of three iconic craft beers: Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Bell's Two Hearted Ale, and Stone IPA. Obviously, we've covered at least a couple of those beers multiple times. I'm not sure about Stone. I know we've probably had several beers from Stone, but, and I know we've all had Stone IPA, but definitely Bell's Two Hearted and Sierra Nevada Pale we've covered on the show, and they are perennial favorites. We got
not each, so fast. No.
We also like perennial beers.
That's true. Got them each in a bottle and a can. I took one bottle and can of each and stored them very cold. And I took another bottle and can of each and put them in the back of good old gal Juliana's closet for a year. Then just a couple of days ago, I bought a bottle and can of each. So now we've had the gentleman at this table, as well as Kendall, Mark, and Drew. Hold on a second. try each of those without knowing what sample is what. So what we want to determine is, with these well-made, quality-controlled hoppy beers, they're mass-produced.
And does, pretty consistent in flavor.
Yes. Right? Does freshness count? Does keeping it cold count? And is it better in a bottle, or do you like it in the can? Good old gal Julian. No. Drew slow clapping me. Yeah. Okay. So that's what we're here to determine for science.
Yes, for science. Okay. So I know what's what. In terms of what's in the can and what's in the bottle and how young or how old and all that stuff.
Too young.
It's shocking, right?
Shocking. She's the mastermind behind this whole thing.
Yeah. So as we go through each one and rate them, after we rate it, I'll tell you what it really is. Wow.
Well, I don't know that we can go through all of them, but we're going to talk about faves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what stank.
All right. Well, Good Old Boy Kendo, why don't you give us the suds ratings for this monumental episode?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief.
That sounded kind of dirty.
4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I like Kendall doing the Sudge ratings because sometimes he sounds like he's a sports announcer, like a baseball announcer. And then sometimes he sounds like he's reading the audiobook version of 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh. And things you can say while calling a sports game and in a sexy dungeon.
Novel book, yeah.
Wow.
Just a bit outside.
Look how he swings that wood.
There we go.
His long and hard hammer.
What? Now we're going off the rails.
Okay.
Well, that took a while. We usually go off the rails faster than that.
Well, you know, 9 seasons is great for any show. It's not like we really needed a 10th. So
no one was chained to that outcome.
And we're done here. Okay. Well, let's get going then.
Before we get tied up anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's start with Sierra Nevada and their pale ale. So for those of you that don't know, I may be under a rock. Sierra Nevada comes from Chico, California.
And Mills Rivers, North Carolina.
Right. Although I was going to say yes. And now they have a newer place. Okay.
Some would say better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
It's my favorite spot on the planet. Let's not start this whole
East Coast, West Coast.
Literally my favorite spot on the planet. I go there 3 or 4 times a year.
So this beer, the pale ale, for those of you, again, under the rock and not knowing what this beer is, heavy on hops, that was always the brewery's plan. In 1980, they loaded pale ale up with Cascade, a new hop at the time. Isn't that crazy to know that?
Like, yeah, it is really crazy.
Anyways, and the intense aromas of pine and citrus sparked the American craft beer revolution. And I think it's safe to say, like, to this day, this is a classic. You know, if you go into a small town bar, tavern, whatever, they're probably going to have it. And, you know, that's a good go-to.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what the local stuff is, you know.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale is craft beer.
So it and Sam Adams were probably the first craft beers that almost, I'd say, at least 80% of the people listening to this podcast had in their lives.
Yeah.
Or at least the first they had an opportunity to have.
Predated by good old Anchor beers.
That's right.
Of course, don't forget our West Coast
which was friends. Which really did inspire Ken Grossman in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
But for big commercial modern craft beer, it's Sam Adams, Boston Lager, and
if
pale ale.
Yeah, and if you're a brewery and you're doing a pale ale and you didn't at least in some part pattern it after Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, I would be kind of surprised. I mean,
yeah. I've heard a lot of brewers say that back in the day, that's what they were all going for. They were all trying to make Sierra Nevada's pale ale.
A lot of home brewers trying to brew, you know. And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you know, some caramel malt and
balance. You
know, right. Yeah. Which is different than the Anchor Liberty, which even came before it, which was a little less caramel.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there you go.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with thoughts in just a minute.
We're going to get in it. Can say that in sports too. I mean, I wouldn't, but
clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a science experiment. Gone off the rails, maybe. We shall see.
This show goes off the rails every time.
Well, okay, fine.
Brought to you not by the Railroad Industry of America.
So, Dave, tell us again what we were doing, what our experiment is today.
So, we are looking at three iconic hoppy American craft beers, Stone IPA, Bell's Two-Hearted Ale, and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. We're starting with Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. We bought some bottles and cans.
That's what she said.
I don't know why I played that, but it's I like it. I just reference. Like that. It's okay. We bought some bottles and cans of each of these beers a year ago, stored some cold, some at room temperature, then bought a bottle and can of each a couple of days ago, and we've been comparing these beers. Now, these three guys at the table, they don't know what they tried or which ones was rich. Wow.
There's really? Three of us?
They Who were rich.
These fellas.
They are rich.
Rich in.
They're rich in flavor.
Beer knowledge is what they're rich in. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways.
Adjectives, perhaps?
We tried to trick Kendall, Mark, and Drew by mixing up samples of these beers, old versus new. Let's find out what they liked and what they didn't.
Okay. So, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, 5.6% ABV, classic, like we previously discussed.
Classic. It was the first beer we tasted, for the record.
Yes, and it was the first beer that we tasted.
individual samples of the beer.
Okay. So 1A, thoughts on 1A, quick thoughts on 1A.
Absolutely terrible.
It's my second favorite.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny? Yeah, I thought this. I thought it was super muted. You really didn't get the hops. It was oxidized. I could feel the oxidation on in the palate. It just,
you can feel it.
It just tasted like a 2-year-old bottle of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Okay.
Super clear. Super like the first note. I say the it was really clear. Say just from an appearance, and then medium bitter. You know, I felt like the hops were in balance, but again, all it's right. just weird.
So yeah. Kendall hated it.
Okay.
Drew liked it.
And it was my second favorite of the flight.
Oh, so I'm the only one that didn't like it.
Yeah, it was my number two, so to speak.
Okay. Right. Wow. This one was from last year.
Wow.
And it was in the can.
Ooh. Was it refrigerated or room temperature?
Refrigerated.
Okay, so can refrigerated. Can, interesting.
Yeah. I would have definitely thought this came out of an old bottle.
Cool.
But it was
a year old.
Yeah.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what's most important.
Yeah.
What's our next, madame?
Let's go with 1B.
I liked it.
It was my favorite.
It was in my top three.
It was in my top three.
This was super bitter.
Okay.
It was not quite as clear in appearance.
Yeah. 1B was a year old.
In the bottle. In the bottle.
Really?
Wow.
And was it refrigerated or?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Kept it cold.
Kept it dark. Kept it cold.
Yep.
Was this the fridge you opened, you know, 5 times a day through the pandemic?
Oh, no. I leave it open.
So beer fridge that is closed most of the time.
Put a flashlight in there.
Yeah, right. I mean, solid, maybe once a month open for 5 minutes, you know, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's go to 1D.
Hated it.
Top three.
My worst.
Really? That's funny.
Also my worst.
I thought it was middle of the pack, but it was drinkable.
All right.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That is interesting because this one was last year. Room temp in a can.
I wrote that down. I said old room can. It's the only one I did it for. I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
Old room can.
Old room can.
Oh, how romantic. Okay. So then 1C.
I also thought that one was a little oxidized. Everything was super muted, super dull.
Yeah.
Second worst.
Me too. It was number 5 for me.
Okay.
And not 5 in a good way.
Sure. That was...
Old room bottle.
Yeah.
I didn't write that down. I was just guessing this time.
But last year, room temp bottle.
That makes sense. Actually, I just did the math. That was my number 5. We were all in agreement on that. That was our fifth choice.
Don't lie to me. Sure. Oh, this is so funny.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so 1E.
One of my top beers, fairly fresh, fairly clean.
I thought it was the most clear looking and the most bitter.
Okay.
So for what about you, Rev
Mark? I gave it a 4, which was one of my lower. It was on the lower end of this.
I ranked it third, right in the middle.
Right. Interesting, because that was a couple days ago in the bottle.
Fresh bottle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fresh bottle. And
cold.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
As soon as I got it, it was cold.
Okay. And last but not least is 1F.
4.
Yeah. Okay,
my favorite.
Yeah, my favorite too.
So fresh can?
Fresh can.
Wow.
Yeah. The carbonation really popped.
Yep.
The flavors were just everything I want out of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. I thought it was the best of the bunch.
Okay. So, and let's you know, level set a little bit because... You know, what I do with these when I get them from the store is on me, right? Like put them in the refrigerator.
All of us for that matter.
Put them in the fridge and store them.
Yeah, don't put them on the top of the fridge.
Know, leave them out on the patio, whatever you're going to do with it, that's on you. Before you get it, you know, everybody remember, like, it starts at a brewery, they make it, they're doing their best, level, you know, more or less, to, get it from, you know, fermenter to, you know, bright tank or whatever they're going to do into the can, into the bottle as quickly with as less, you know, least amount of oxygen transfer as possible, get it carbed, get it capped or sealed, and then get it cold is generally how breweries
and work, hopefully right? Keep it that way.
And then the distributor comes to get it. And
you have Ben screws no everything up from there.
Right. What's going to happen next?
Could be a refrigerated truck, could be the back of a U-Haul, and it, you know, it could be going 5 miles down the road. It could be going
500.
It could sit in their warehouse, cold, warm.
Air conditions, not.
Who knows, you know, for however many days, weeks, whatever. And then it goes to the store. And then, who knows, by that point, you know, it is what it is. You go to a really good beer store where that's what they do. They're going to really take care of it. They're going to try to turn it over quickly. You go to, you know, your local Piggly Wiggly or whatever. No slam on Piggly Wiggly.
I was about to say, come on.
Yeah, I don't know if they even sell beer. But
The ones in Alabama do.
Well, I don't know if the ones here do. Well, anyways.
So we're banned in Alabama.
That's true. They can go to.
Banned once again.
But anyway, so, you know, there's a lot of hands that these beers get passed through by the time you get them, unless you buy it directly from the brewery. So level setting all that, based on this first beer, what are some things you guys, now that you know what you liked and what you didn't, what are some thoughts you guys have on it?
Temperature, obviously, is the most important thing.
Boom, and cans are clearly, you know, the best way to transport beer in time.
But cans aren't clear.
My favorite one was a year old bottle, but it was in the fridge.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, your three enemies of beer are time, temperature, and light.
Yes.
And you can control temperature and light, and that's what cans give you. There's no light getting in. Even brown bottles let a little bit of light in.
Yep.
Sure.
And a little bit of oxygen, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I wonder if any of the bottled product came from California, whereas the canned stuff probably came from
here. You can tell by looking at the date code.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Chico or Mills River.
Yeah. And that's and again, that could be one of the, you know, distance.
Well, yeah,
you know,
people said for years that Coors that traveled over the Rockies or whatnot just didn't taste the same when it was all still being made in Golden, which I always thought was ridiculous, but, you know, whatever.
It's Coors, right? How drunk the guy was when he bottled it.
And whether or not they lived in Colorado, I guess. Cool.
How much they enjoyed cardboard, you know.
Right.
My favorite, though, was fresh, that is, it was just bought and is in a can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as those many beers were in front of me, it was the one that on the nose said, come here.
Drink me.
Yeah. So it was consensus favorite was probably what, 1E or 1F?
1F.
1F. Mm-hmm. What would you guys rate that one as a Sudge rating?
Absolute 5.
I mean, this is a quintessential American pale.
And so the consensus least favorite was probably what, 1D?
C.
I gave D.
What would you guys give that
one? I would say 1C. Yeah. But
say those are the bottom two for me. So yeah.
What would you give that one?
1.
3.
Yeah, 3, because it's still Sierra Nevada.
All right, he said 1, they said 3. I'm going to give it a 2.
Sierra Nevada isn't one of my favorite beers.
It's still better than a lot of breweries' fresh beer.
Agreed.
Which, that says a lot.
Agreed. Right? Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the least ideal scenario, a really well-made beer can still be pretty good. That's
absolutely
cool. All right. What'd you think, JB?
I thought this was like a really, well, and it's going to continue to be a really good experiment. But yeah, I mean, freshness in middle of the, and staying in the fridge, obviously count. And you're retaining some of that hop flavor. But yes, over a course of a year, I mean, the beer isn't bad, but when you can have something fresh and knowing what Sierra Nevada pale ale is like fresh, you don't want it when it's really like, you know what I mean? You just want to continue to have it fresh.
Yeah. I mean, fresh off the tap at Sierra Nevada in Mills Creek.
Well, oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's, I mean, obviously that's the
is the best. Mm-hmm. Pale ale on tap in the Sierra Nevada tap room is a religious experience. Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, because it's not a beer that I would rate as anywhere near one of my favorites. I don't seek it out. And frankly, there's a lot of beers that I'll have above it that are macro beers. So
maybe I've only
had old Sierra Nevada over the years. Mm. You know, who knows?
But not every beer hits the button for every person either, though.
True.
Like, and that's the cool thing about, you know, the fact that there's a lot of great craft beers.
A lot of options out there.
But this beer will always be in my top five.
Yeah. 100%.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can say, it as a beer judge, you know, and this is going back 20 plus years, this was sort of the benchmark that we all sort of said, this, we're evaluating what you say this beer is against what this is here.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Should we get to the
next
one?
Let's go number two.
Bell's Two Hearted. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Mm. Speak.
I'm not also a quintessential beer.
Yes.
Yes.
One I love.
So Bell's coming from Michigan. This beer is near and dear to my heart and special because the Two Hearted was when I started brewing, and I know, which really wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but this is what I rated my beers against. Mm-hmm. You know, this was my go-to. And just such a
I bet a lot of professional brewers have done this.
Even back in the day before Bell's came to our state distributing, you know, I would road trip just to go buy this beer.
Yeah.
Because we could get it in states around us, but not in Tennessee.
I know. Yeah,
those were dark times.
they were. And Yingling, too. So Yingling and Bell's, where I was able to go when I would go home when I first moved down here, I was able to get them up there and then bring them down, which is really, I mean, just bizarre. But anyways.
So you were a bootlegger? Is that what you were saying?
Less than 5 gallons at a time.
You've never seen Juliana pack a van full of beer.
Less than 5 gallons at a time, Mr. IRS.
It was like 4.7 gallons.
Sure. Okay. So, Two Hearted Ale, brewed with 100% Centennial hops from the Pacific Northwest and named after the Two Hearted River in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Their American IPA is bursting with hop aromas ranging from pine and grapefruit and massive hop additions in both the kettle and fermenter. Yeah. And it's perfectly balanced.
Yes, it is.
And this is the highest ABV beer out of the three that we are tasting today.
Interesting.
And that because the Stone is 6.5.
I would have thought this was lower than Stone, but this is like 7.2.
Seven two, depending on maybe batch.
Yeah.
So would this be a DIPA?
No. This is within the range.
Eight.
Right? It has to be eight.
Or 7.2.
That's why I think 7.2 is the cutoff.
Yeah. 7.2 is. Yeah. If you go over 7.2, you're a DIPA.
Right.
Okay. So let's get into it.
Borderline.
Yeah. So let's get into it. And we, of note, we have discussed the Two Hearted over the years.
Yes.
Perennial top.
I see it on tap. 10. I order it generally.
Well, I was going to say that we were looking at best of your beers, you know, that you liked this last year. And that was like in my top three, just because of where I found it when nothing else was available. And I thought, thank God this is at least here.
This beer is so good. Even the light version of it's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Lighthearted is a great light IPA. Yeah.
The double is pretty darn
tasty. There you go. So if all iterations of the beer are great, you know.
Yeah. So
is that a quadruple hearted?
I forget what they call it, actually.
I thought it was just double two hearted.
I think it might just be double two hearted. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go again. 2A. What are our thoughts on 2A?
Not what I expected when I put that in my mouth.
One of my top beers.
It's middle of the road for me.
It's middle of the road at 4 for me.
4 as well.
It's probably like my number 3.
Kendall kind of liked it. So 3, it's probably middle of the road for all three of them.
Yeah.
Year old can.
Yeah. I noted that I found more kind of a minty aspect to this one than the rest of them. So.
Okay.
Yep. This was 1 year in the can.
Spearmint.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 year can and cold?
Yes. 1 year can cold.
That would explain it.
1 year cold can.
Still, even though old, it was still good.
Yeah.
Cold can.
Yeah.
Cold and dark.
Okay. 2B.
Like my heart.
I gave it it's a lower. It was 5.
Yes, it's my number three beer?
It's my second. I thought it would say, if you made me guess, I'd say a fresh bottle.
Okay.
But that, if you made me guess.
Except that.
It isn't.
It is a year old bottle.
Wow.
But a year old bottle in the fridge.
So we kept it cold for you.
Cold and dark. Yeah. Makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently, I mean, it really does. Yeah. Yeah, granted, I had the key, but if I didn't have the key, I would have liked it. I liked it.
It was still good.
Yeah, it is. Okay, 2C.
My favorite?
My favorite, number one.
Right in the middle. It was number three.
1 year bottle.
Room temperature.
Room temperature.
Really?
Whoa.
Wow.
Now wrap that one around your head.
That's interesting because that was a really good two-hearted.
Yeah.
It's top half for me, right. You know, but okay. Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. And then 2D?
I thought it was oxidized. It seemed like an old warm bottle to me.
Fifth for me.
Okay. Yeah. So oddly enough, that one was a year room temperature in the can.
Wow.
I mean,
ooh, it's a formidable scent.
But you know, I mean, you can still get oxidized beer in a can. That's
yeah, 100%.
A lot of small brewers have problems with a lot of DO in their canning lines.
And so. A year ago, there weren't any supply chain issues.
I would not expect
canning, was there?
Yeah, so much oxidation from a Bell's can, but it does show that there's. It's possible.
Even the big boys can get affected. Yeah.
Yeah. And sure. I noted this one for me at least was more dank. It's not a bad thing, but it was a little bit more.
So it was room temperature, though. Mm-hmm. That's what that contributes to it. That stalling, it really does. That, if it was kept cold, I don't think I would have noticed that.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that's really. I'm still kind of shocked by that. You know what I mean? The fact that it was that the bottle was better.
The bottle was better
than the can. At room temp, for that matter.
Are bottles under positive pressure? You know,
I don't know.
Theoretically,
maybe Bell's has a better bottling line than a canning line.
They probably had it longer.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Well, one could have been done at middle of shift. One could have been done end of shift. Yes. Different batch. Well. No, you never know.
We'll be back with more of our science experiment in just a minute. Not just the destination. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today it's a science experiment and we're having a blast with it.
Are we?
We are. Oh. So good old boy Dave. Bottles and cans, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands. Brief synopsis again of what we're doing today.
Bought some beer, kept some of it cold, kept some of it warm, served it to these fools. We'll see if they can tell.
And we're laughing at ourselves.
Old beer versus new beer.
Bottles and cans.
Bottles and cans.
Okay. So
great methods there. Yeah, great methods.
We've been talking about right before the break.
Louis Pasteur.
Go back. Yeah.
That's a little callback. You know.
That explains things.
Penicillin really helped me out along the way. Yeah. Hey.
Save my marriage.
God. Okay, so right before the break, we started talking about the two-hearted ale from Bell's.
From Bell's.
Yes.
In Michigan.
And we did A through D, so now let's talk about 2E. Thoughts?
Hated it. I thought it was decent.
I gave it a 2.
I think it was in the middle of the pack for me. Okay. It was definitely drinkable.
Fresh can.
Wow. Yeah.
Drew's just throwing his hands up. He's done.
That's why blind tasting is so amazing.
Yeah.
When
you don't know what you've got,
nope,
it's hard to
come
up with a good opinion.
All right. So,
second beer we tasted, by the way.
2F.
That was number 5 out of 6 for me.
That was number 6 out of 6 for me. It was
very muted, very off.
Really? Drew?
I liked it.
Of course. Yeah. Drew liked it.
That was the
fresh bottle.
Really?
So
that was weird.
So are we telling people to sell her Two Hearted?
I mean,
it's
this one is fresh at least.
I think the cans are better than the bottles.
I
think the bottles are better than the cans.
Yeah, right. Well,
and I'm wondering about the table service bias. That is, if you'd have brought a can to my table and a bottle to my table, you know, being, you know, from the old school, I might just like think the bottle's got to be better because it's coming out of glass.
I need a long neck.
Yeah. And I've had a bias about bottles
why we don't tell you. Mark.
I mean, bottles are it. I mean, that was the nickname of my girlfriend in high school, Bottles.
I don't think we're prepared for that story.
I mean, I'd be old enough to know that reference.
Was she recyclable?
The reference is from the Fire Sign Theater, boys. The Fire Sign Theater. Yeah. So go look it up.
I thought you just mentioned that one.
Yeah.
She
was the girlfriend of Georgie Tirebiter.
Don't Google that one.
Oh gosh!
I'm shocked and appalled.
Shocked, I tell you, shocked.
Okay,
it's a man of the cloth.
So we had out of the Two Hearted.
What was the favorite? Would you guys say? And honestly,
2C
between Drew and these other two guys. Like,
I know it's crazy.
Yeah, this is just throw this out of the. 2B maybe would be the one we could most agree on.
Yeah.
No, okay. I didn't score so well on that one.
Right. Yeah. So for the sake of argument, we're going to go with 2C, which is the year old room temperature bottle.
That's amazing.
What would you be rating the Two Hearted?
It's a 5.
Yeah.
And it Two Hearted. And it also shows Bell's commitment to quality that they put this beer in the bottle and we let it sit at room temperature for a year.
You could basically send this beer in a bottle to Mars. All right. And then bring it back and it'd still be a 5.
Could you pay for it in Dogecoin though?
Mm.
Well, Elon Musk tell us.
Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will. He tells us everything. Okay, so then the worst version of this beer.
Wow, are they going to be able to agree on that?
It was 2D for me.
It was 2F for me.
Which was my favorite. 2E was the one I hated the most, which was the fresh can. So
Juliana, 2D, what was your least favorite?
We're all over the place on this one. That's hilarious.
Oh, gosh. I was 2E. Okay. I was 2E. I was the fresh can.
Wow. Well. Because
I'm like you. I like the bot.
We've tried.
I'm heavy.
Okay. But for the worst version of this beer, what would you rate it?
A 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at its worst, it's not.
It's still good.
It's still good. Okay. So, quick question. We had Cascade predominant hopped beer with the Sierra Nevada. And the Two Hearted is Centennial predominantly hopped. Do you think a difference in hops makes
for the wider
different
swing?
Shelf life?
So. Yeah. I tend to, even though, you know, Sierra has kind of my homage being the oldest, but I like Centennial.
I do as well.
I feel like the Cascade held up better.
Yeah.
But the Centennial, I mean, well, some of these Centennials do too, because it's such a big, strong hop. You really get it, all the flavors.
Well, there's also the ABV is way different between the two beers.
Yep.
And the IBUs, I'm pretty sure, is pretty far off between the two.
Don't we all agree that IBUs is pretty much a garbage measurement anyway, though?
After 100, it's 100. It's definitely.
Well, isn't it more about the content, the lupulin, and you know, and all those
esters? Yeah, I mean, the balance.
Technically, IBU is a measure of the isomerized alpha acids in the beer. So you could have a high IBU beer, but if it's got a lot of malt, it's not going to be hoppy. So
Gotcha.
Like a big Russian Imperial Stout. Some of those will push 70, 80 IBUs, but they don't taste hoppy.
But mm-hmm. so, but
perception.
But it's, because
it's perceived bitterness is yeah. what it is.
Well, gotcha. Because the higher IBUs have to balance that higher malt sweetness.
Right. So right. then you're talking the malt sweetness and that residual sweetness.
Are we talking like yeah. free radicals binding with open, you know, missing electrons here? And that's why it's like, I mean, it, ultimately, it all comes down to the chemistry.
But also, so don't the hops also serve as sort of preservative too?
Right. Yes.
So I don't know if maybe that plays into it. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of.
Do you use up the flavoring with the preserving? Like, does it taste? Maybe, does it preserve it and taste right. worse, or right. does it taste?
Know. Yeah. I don't know.
Fighting off all that oxygen.
I'm trying a little bit. I've got a little bit left of this 2C, which was the favorite amongst us. Oh my God! Even as it's warmed, the caramelliness this is right. I know, which is
pop that bell's too hard in the microwave before you get started. But only the bottled version, right. kids.
Yes,
take and the metal cap
but take the cap off.
And by kids, I mean 21 and up children.
I enjoy a mold too hearted.
But this is so
nice baking spices.
This is exactly what I expect out of this beer. This is like it's blowing my mind because I want to not like it, but I'm really really enjoying it.
So I think there's a good cost savings for Bell's here. They just don't worry about storage conditions. Just
you don't need to refrigerate it. Yeah, just send the bottles everywhere.
Throw it in the bag, throw it in a bottle, put it in the back of a pickup truck and drive across the country.
Yeah.
You're good, man. You're good.
Okay. So now let's do our last one.
All right.
Okay. And this is
Stone.
Exactly. So, another California brewery, but very, very West Coast. And when I started getting into beer, I was scared of Stone
they've always been out there.
I mean,
all the devil worship stuff.
And you are the brute squad.
Well, it wasn't just gargoyles? That.
I grew up in the South, man. Rusty Buckwell, the Bible Belt.
Arrogant bastard.
Boy,
that beer.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of bad nights on that.
And the vertical beer. The vertical stuff that they would.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
vertical IPA.
And, oh my gosh! 24-karat
golden.
Yeah.
Ale that I loved.
Yeah, it took me a while to wrap my head around this, but then. As I started brewing beer and discovering different hops, then, you know, it made more sense to me. But at the time, I was like, when the West Coasties were all the rage, it took me a while to wrap my head around that. So this beer, in case you're wondering, is from Stone. It's the Stone IPA. It was originally brewed to celebrate their first anniversary in 1997.
Wow.
Yeah. It was an immediate hit and soon became the flagship beer of this young brewery at the time. One of the most well-respected and best-selling IPAs in the country, it's a golden beauty, which it really is, which explodes with tropical, citrusy, piney, hop flavors and aromas, all perfectly balanced by a subtle malt character. This is, this is a beauty, and this is another one that maybe we haven't talked about so much, but this is also another classic.
You have to say the Stone IPA, like the Ohio State University.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Yeah, I'm just curious. They would seem to be the brewery that would make that.
Yeah.
They probably have it copyrighted.
Not as familiar with this beer, though. I've definitely drank more Sierra Pale and Bell's Two Hearted.
Yeah, me too.
I drank a lot more of this beer probably 10 years ago. But I can say that about a lot of beers.
I drink more of their Arrogant Bastard right before I
passed out,
climb into the pulpit. So
he was a cult of personality.
Cool.
All right.
Okay, so let's get into this. What did we think about 3A?
My number two.
Four.
We're all over the place.
Wow. Okay.
2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 5. Yeah.
3B.
Okay. Well, 3A was a year in the can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now 3B.
You know, I did a year in the can when I was. But I, it was
3A was my favorite. I thought it reminded me most of the Stone IPA I've had.
3A or 3B?
3B.
3B.
I think I said 3B. Yeah.
3B was your favorite.
It was my favorite.
It was one of my least favorites.
And your least.
Okay.
So
Why did you guys hate it?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it because I think in the scheme of things, it was still a very drinkable beer.
Okay.
It just tasted a little old, a little off.
Okay. But to you, Kendall, it was like, oh, this is what I think of when I think of this beer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've had it, but it just seemed like a good solid West Coast IPA.
It tasted like the last time you had it, which was probably when it was brewed. So.
Well, this was a year in the bottle.
Really? Yeah. Cold or warm?
Cold.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it held up pretty well.
I love how we all immediately like tell me it was cold. Like
yeah, we're way off. Tell me it was cold. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like I'm picking the fresh cold cans as my worst.
Cold storage makes a big difference.
It does. You know, huge difference. Like you said earlier, there are only a few controllables in this whole thing. You know, time, temperature, and light are really, and oxygen. But I mean, oxygen is. Those three things are all fighting.
Yeah,
you didn't make sure it was all the same batch either, but yeah.
But interesting. Okay, so since I knew what these were beforehand, I didn't necessarily try them right out of the gate. Excuse me. This still has a decent amount of hop flavor, considering that it's.
A year old? You will notice it more as it warms.
Yes, a year old, but even, right.
You will always notice it more as it warms, just simply because temperature, you know, you get
everything
more flavor.
Expands.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was like, kind of like thinking, well, I wonder if that bit of hop that was like captured and held in the bottle for the year, like once it sat out for a little bit, that maybe it would be released and I wouldn't taste it quite as much.
Fair. Sure.
But it's still there, which is interesting to me.
Yeah,
and also it's just an interesting juxtaposition that, you know, you keep it cold and, you know, that chills the flavors typically, like, you know, anything
it compresses,
you serve cold,
you know,
as it warms, the flavors expand, yet you can't store it warm.
Or it just
I know,
goes away.
It's, yeah, it's
just this interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Do hops volatilize if it's still sealed?
Is it truly a sealed container?
Well, you know, like, and I think that's the thing. Like, how tight is your seal?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, and that's definitely. What she said.
Don't I beg your pardon?
But we know.
I don't know you that well, sir.
Yeah, we know that bottles aren't a great seal over time. Oxygen can get into the bottle.
Yes.
And cans are generally a much better seal.
Right. Yeah. Everyone has had a bottle explode on them at some point.
But I guess at lower temperatures, it does maybe create a better seal.
Oh, absolutely. Well, just a better conditions.
Yeah.
Well, and at higher temperature, there's more likely, you know, say, that it will expand more in the bottle, more likely for it to leak from the inside out.
Yeah, the molecules kind of separate out as it warms up, so everything is moving more.
Who knew our sixth grade physical science courses would come in handy in beer
drinking?
Well,
right?
I take this all back to Seinfeld, and when George had just gotten out of the pool, and someone saw him, and he was like, "I was in the pool. The water was cold."
Yeah,
it's exactly. Yeah. Everything is smaller when it's cold. Right? So
perfect.
Is it?
Perfect.
Well, as it warms up, everything gets a little bigger, baby. You know.
Okay. But as I'm still drinking this to be a bit, what I really like and like what's given me some memories is that bitter ending, and it's not a super sharp bitter ending, but it's there and
very strong bitterness.
It is, and like in this day and age of all the super juicy things that are. In the universe.
It's actually nice to have a little bitterness, you know, in a beer.
Yeah. I mean, Stone don't ever stop this to keep it balanced. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we
So moving quickly to C.
3C.
Or 3C.
Was my second favorite.
Middle of the pack.
My second favorite.
And this was a year canned room temperature.
Wow. Okay.
And then 3D.
Middle. My worst.
My favorite.
And this was a year room temperature bottle.
That's what I thought.
Let's see.
And then 3E.
My worst.
And this was a fresh can.
Number four.
I'm consistent that I hate fresh cans.
And then 3F.
Favorite.
Top three.
Was a fresh bottle.
I had a
bottle.
Six on it. Yeah.
A fresh bottle.
Wow.
Reverend Mark hates fresh bottles. Okay.
If we did this a week from now, would we get the same thing? I wonder.
I don't know.
For the most part, I think I always went with the fresh ones with a few exceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I mean, wow. This is impressive.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. And what a great science experiment.
Yeah, it was.
Good boy, Dave. Thanks for heading out of the park.
Thank you,
Dave.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you guys enjoyed some of the beers.
Great.
And I love tricking you guys, too.
Something blind squirrel.
Yeah.
Something.
Next time, let's see how all this tastes out of a calf splatter.
Ooh.
You keep that dark.
Or we won't, and we'll do something else.
Man of the cloth stuff to yourself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good boy, Kendall. Thanks for being here with us today.
It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed this.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Reverend Mark, thanks for being here.
It's so good to be here. And hello to my beautiful wife, too.
Good boy, Drew.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Good boy, I don't want to be the only jerk that doesn't say hey to my beautiful wife, so
hey. Yeah,
hi
to
Dave's
nice.
Beautiful wife.
Whatever. This is good old gal, Juliana. Thank you so much for listening in on this journey that we had today. And keep on chugging, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.